Letter from the Earl of Mar to the Governor of Perth on the Battle of Sheriff Muir. Barrack, Sunday, the 13th November, 1715. Mar's letter to the Governor of Perth. I thought you would be anxious to know the fate of this day. We attack the enemy on the end of the Sheriff Muir at 12 of the clock, this day on our right and centre, and carried the day entirely, and pursued the enemy to the little hill on the south of Dunblane. And there I got most of our horse, and a pretty good number of our foot, brought again into some order. We knew not then what was become of our left, so we returned to the field of battle. We discovered a body of the enemy to the north of us, consisting mostly of the grey dragoons and some of the black, and we also discerned a body of their foot, a little north upon the field, where we were in the morning, and east of that, a body as we thought of our own foot, and still I believe it was so. I formed the horse and foot with me in a line, on the north side of the hill, where we had engaged, and kept our front towards the enemy to the north of us, who seemed at first as if they intended to march towards us. But upon our forming and marching towards them, they halted and marched north to Dunblane. Our baggage and train horses had all run away in the beginning of the action, but we got some horses and brought off most of the train to the place where we quarter tonight, about Ardoch, whether we marched in very good order, and had our left and second line behaved as our right, and the rest of the first line did, our victory had been complete. But another day is coming for that, and I hope ere long too. I send you a list of the officers' names who are prisoners here, besides those who are dangerously wounded and could not come along, whose words of honour were taken. Two of these are the Earl of Forfar, who I'm afraid will die, and Captain Urquhart of Bird's Yards, who is very ill wounded. We have also a good number of private men prisoners, but the number I do not exactly know. We have lost, to our regrets, the Earl of Strathmore and the Captain of Clan Ranald. Some are missing, but their fate we are not sure of. The Earl of Panmure, Drummond Logie, and Lieutenant Colonel Maclean are wounded. This is all that I have to say now, but that I am yours. P.S. We have taken a great many of the enemy's army. Prisoners. A regiment. Montague. Colonel Albert Lawrence. Captain John Edwards. Clayton. Captain William Barlow. Lieutenant Edward Gibson. Lord Mark Carr. Captain Michael Morrett. Lord Orrery. Captain Walter Chiefley. Lieutenant Thomas Mitchelson, and Hay. Lieutenant Richard Henaway. Brigadier Morrison. Ensign Justin Holdman, since dead. Glenkindy, and a good number of private men and armies. November 16th, 1715, the following, from the Governor of Burnt Island. We had the particulars following this morning from the Governor of Perth and Mr. Mark Wood Dean of Guild there, that 110 private prisoners were brought into Perth yesterday with 10 officers. The enemy lost on the spot above 800 men. On the Vowers, there's not above 60 private men killed, but several of our officers taken. We have got 40 good horses and 1,500 stand of the enemy's arms. Upon the receipt of this news, the governor acquainted the magistrate, whereupon they went to church and thanked God for the victory.